so-and-so, he's funny.
He's really funny.
Okay, or fill in the blank, I like so-and-so, blank, funny.
I'm not
okay, I like so-and-so, something, he's funny. In the way of explaining.
He's very funny, or?
Okay, or because he's funny.
Because he's funny, yeah.
Probably around here, the biggest Protestant denomination that would be?
Baptist.
About somebody who becomes a member, you say they
join the church. Some people say become saved.
And when one goes to church, he goes to pray to?
To God.
Yeah. Anything else?
Jesus, Christ.
And when a person goes to church, he goes to hear the minister preach a
sermon.
Or else he goes to listen to the that's produced by the choir.
The music and the singing.
What about an adjective that might describe that music? Somebody might say that sure is
pretty music.
Or
restful, peaceful.
Or something that means about the same, it's pretty, maybe a little bit more
beautiful music.
Say if I had a flat tire on the way to church, I had to change it, I might say something like, well, church will be over.
Before I get there, or by the time I get there.
What would you call the thing that is supposedly the enemy of the opposite of God? That would be?
The devil.
Any other term?
Satan.
What about, have you ever heard grown-ups, well, I don't know, maybe frighten children or try to coerce them into behaving by saying, if you don't do, tell them, come get you.
The devil's going to get you.
You ever heard called the boogerman or the boogeyman, something like that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know that they're meaning the devil, necessarily, but somebody from an undesirable area, the boogerman will get you.
What about these things that people claim they see around graveyards they're scared of?
Spooks? Ghosts? Haints?
Well, what if they got in a house, if they say the house
was haunted?
Pronounced any other way?
Well, I heard them call haints, but I never heard them say a hainted house. Yeah. No.
Say, if it were getting somewhat chilly, you might say, well, I believe I better put a sweater on before I go outside. It's getting chilly.
Getting chilly out or getting cool.
Or say something that somebody asked you to do something you weren't too crazy about doing. You might say, well, I don't do this if you insist, but I'm
not real anxious about it, or?
Or I'd
rather not.
If you happen to meet a friend of yours that you haven't seen in a very long time, what might you say to him about seeing him the first time?
Well, where you been so long, it's sure good to see you.
Or say if you were inviting somebody over to your house, you might say, well, we'd be mighty to have you.
Mighty glad to have you. Some people say proud to have
mighty
you.
Proud to have you. Talking about the quantity of something, say land. There's a man on 1,000 acres talking about the quantity. You say that sure is a land. A
lot of land.
Heard anybody use any other expression might refer to the quantity, something like, sure is right smart of land.
Yeah, they've got scads of land.
Scads.
Right smart of land, yeah.
Could that be used in reference to anything besides land, right smart?
Yeah, I mean a lot of or
just
a bunch
of. Something. Okay. Say if you were a